I don't have that problem. It's find the buoy with me.
Find the buoy.
You got a buoy in the bathtub?
That's bobbing for apples.
They all float down here.
If I was to go skinny dipping, that would be the thing. My balls would just go bloop, just float right to the top like 2 hours.
Never drown. If old Jack of Titanic had your sack, dude, he would have lived.
It's a scrotal server. Yeah. It's a life scrotal.
Oh, that's a good one. Dustin.
Jack would have said, fuck that door. Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Don't go. Oh, don't worry. I ain't going nowhere.
I ain't going nowhere. You know, like those noodles they use in the tub?
Yeah.
I mean, in the pool, I could just have one ball in the back and one in the front and just.
your pool noodle is just out your right and left ball.
Yeah, just a saggy scrote.
Well, I'm glad as shit the Iron Horse Inn doesn't have a swimming pool, so we don't have to look at that shit this time. Yeah.
Podcast presented by Memphis Shades, the clear choice for custom windshields and bearings for your motorcycle. And Wild Ass Seats, stay in the saddle longer and in total comfort no matter your butt or budget. Are you following the 530 Bikers on social media? Find us on Facebook and look us up on Instagram and TikTok at 530 Bikers.
That would not
Greg
be
Andy,
fun.
You have what, 4 months to get a pool?
Yeah. I think that was a conscious decision because I don't think a bunch of bikers at the end of the day dipping their saggy wet sack and saggy sacks into a pool is a good idea.
My God. Hey, they did that shit when we went to Uranus.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that went to the pool.
That motherfucker was in the swimming pool like 10 minutes after he was off his bike.
Who was that?
Jay.
Jay loves the pool. He's always in that community.
Dude,
that
he was trying to get me to get in the pool. I'm like, fuck that.
No. I'm not getting in that testicle tea.
No. The old satchel soup.
Yeah, man, it's nothing but genital stew in there.
And if it's not the adults that's in there, you know, every kid that gets in the pool, as soon as it hits that ball level, they just piss everywhere.
I mean, you think about it. There's 10, 15 people in there. That's a lot of genitals.
It is.
And some water.
Did I ever tell you guys a story? I worked with a guy who was a lifeguard for a long time. So apparently there's this product that you can buy for public pools that changes the color based on urine. And so they treated a public pool with this stuff. And they like had everybody out of the pool. They treated the pool. They were telling them they were doing chemical testing and it was like family swim night. And he said all the like families jumped into the pool when they blew the whistle or whatever. And he said within 3 minutes, that whole fucking pool was like all these spots of bright orange just floating around where everybody jumped in the pool and just pissed right away.
Dude, that motherfucker looked like the Kool-Aid man jumped in that son of a bitch.
Oh, God. He said it was like the lifeguard.
Oh, yeah.
The lifeguard sitting in the booth, he goes, it was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. He said, just like a family of five jumps in the pool, and there's just a big orange splotch around that whole family. All five of them just pissed as soon as they got in the water.
Oh, dude. I'll tell you, my old house, we were members of the country club, the golf thing, and we used to go up there to the pool, and people would sit around that pool, including me, and drink beer all day long, and nobody ever got out and went to the bathroom. Just saying. I mean, you know, they'd bring those buckets of beer around. You just sat in the pool and drink beer all day, and nobody got out and went to the bathroom. You know,
I hold it as long as I can because when I break the seal, every quarter of a beer.
I think the human body can hold 3.
And 3 beers.
Then after that, you gotta let one go.
Can you imagine Ryan in the swimming pool?
Dude,
would die in it, man. That thing would all be orange.
Dude,
that
the whole pool would be orange.
It would be hot.
Somebody should look like Jello.
Not a heated pool, just heated by the urine.
Yeah.
Hot.
That, you know, you got those jets that come out of the floor too, and those dudes would stand over those jets too. Oh. And I'm sitting here going, why am I in this pool? this guy's projectile pube shooting. You know, standing over this vent.
Oh. You just brought, I may never get in a public pool ever again.
I'm just saying they're a little gross if you think
I've never really thought about urine that much in a pool. It's all the other, like, things that float around in it. There's
the kiddie pool that's basically the fecal fountain.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that.
Yeah.
I mean, those diapers can absorb a lot these days. But there's a
Dude, those yeah. motherfuckers are like that big when they get out. Yeah, they are.
A swim diaper, they get out and it weighs 47 pounds. You know that thing's just filled with their own piss.
Oh.
As he just
the guy drinking from a bald beer koozie.
There he is.
Free spray.
Hey, how's the production line doing on the ball koozies for FDBM? You got your kid working on that?
I don't know. I've been cracking the whip. You know, it's like a little sweatshop in my house.
You should monogram the ones for us. We should have special ones.
Monogram them.
Yeah, with our initials on them.
Some special blue ones. I want the blue balls.
I'm gonna text her right.
You said right no man now. Ever.
Yeah, I want Except the navy Tony. Ones. I want them really blue.
I think Dustin's might be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So his got like one's bigger than the other?
What's
that? Koozie?
Yeah, Dustin's is the lopsided ball koozie. It's actually one. It's like one big ball and one that's really deflated.
Hey, speaking about Dustin and balls, have you heard his new bike? Or his bike with the new stuff on it?
It's got some balls.
I heard a little bit of the sound. So tell everybody what you did, Dustin.
So I put in the Screaming Eagle 447 cam. I should say Ted's service department put in the Screaming Eagle 447 cam.
Okay.
And I'm having a blast with it. It's like a whole new bike.
So was that just the cam that they did?
No, it's the push rods and the bearings and new lifters. And
did you do new pipes too?
New pipes?
Well, he had put new pipes on last year.
Yeah, I put on those Vance and Hines a year ago. I still have those.
Same ones.
Yeah. I actually just saw like on my YouTube, or no, not YouTube, but Facebook story. It's like 1 year ago today, and it was me wrenching those on. So I've been on a year.
How does she sound?
Like it's got some ass in it.
It's very. Yeah. They sound very angry. Don't
warms
they?
Up. It's got that. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you got the nice blub 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 sound.
Yeah, it's worth. It was worth the upgrade.
Okay, and does it? Okay, so let me ask you, because I'm sure you didn't dyno it, because I didn't dyno mine either. But
no.
Your ass in the seat. Does it feel like you got more? That you got more juice when you crack your throttle?
Oh yeah, it's now it's not unbelievably. Oh my God, world changing. Power right. or anything like yep. that. It just gave me that quick get up and go that I wanted.
Okay. Low end torque.
Yeah, it gave me that torque that I wanted to get down the road faster because it seemed like first and second gear was kind of lacking.
Okay.
And I just wanted a little more.
Phil would argue with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I drive slow or ride my bike slow, but I think it's fine with get up and go.
Yeah, but he's.
I mean,
I'm sure it feels a lot different though. I'm glad you like it.
No, I do. I do like it. I mean, once I rode it home from the dealership a few Saturdays ago, I got to a long stretch of straight road, and I'm like, I'm gonna give this fucker everything it's got. And I giggled in my fucking helmet like a girl. It was so good. It was nice. It's exactly what I wanted.
So what about your power range? Because what I found pretty readily is that I can get up to 90 in real quick.
No shit.
Very ugly loudly.
Yeah, found that out in Uranus.
Found that out in Uranus on an on-ramp.
That's well, you motherfuckers are slow.
I didn't know
slow.
Where the fuck you were going in such a rush. I mean, we're just getting on the expressway to go to the next exit.
I mean, I don't think the dude had diarrhea or something.
I know it. I was like, he's got to shit himself.
I don't mean to be like this, Tony, but not everybody's out there driving Miss Daisy like you are.
You know, what's the rush? Again, 99% of the time, I don't want to go where I'm going. So why do I need to rush to get there?
He's got a point.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that it was everything that you hoped it would be.
It was just bittersweet because for the people that don't know, So when the bike got done, I went back. The head mechanic had to, the service manager had to watch me flash it. He had to see it done just for their records that I tuned the bike.
Okay.
Because it had to be tuned before it left the dealership. It had to be. It's like part of their rule.
Okay.
So I get out the FP3, hook it up, and within 3 minutes, had the map tuned with the cam. And then
I think so sweet, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cake. Anson Hines made it so easy with the FP3. It's just too bad the FP4 just turned out to be a hunkin' pile of shit.
It really wasn't a hunk of shit. It was a hunk of steaming shit. I mean, it was the next level piece of shit.
Yeah. But anyway, as a part of our service department's duties, they have to test ride everything they do to a bike after it's done. The mechanic that worked on it has to take it out for a short run on the road. Listen for everything that it sounds, you know, sounds correct, rides correct, looks correct, everything. So we started up, sounded good. Our tech got on it, took off. A couple of minutes later, he comes back. I'm outside actually filming him. So I wanted to hear this, how this thing sounded. And I'm laughing the whole time. You know, I'm like excited or whatever. Well, he pulls in back into the shop area and he said, your bag fell off. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, your saddlebag fell off during my run. And my heart just fucking dropped because this happened to me, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, what's the deal with the fucking saddlebags on that Sport Glide, dude? They pop off like, I don't understand.
Mine haven't fallen off yet.
Yeah, it puzzles me too, because this time it wasn't the left, it was the right side. So the right side's got scrapes and scratches all over the throttle, the top of it. Yeah, yeah. So they never took it off the entire time during the install, so they weren't liable for it. So I am. But it's weird because I went out for a ride with my buddy Roger the weekend before this happened. We did at least 100 miles, and I rode it to work twice that week to get it there. You know, once there and back, and then also once to get it there for its service to have all this done. Never had a problem. And then it goes out for a 3-minute test ride and falls off.
Miraculous. I have a question.
I'll tell you what it was. It was those loud ass Vance and Hines pipes that you have that vibrated the fucking connector.
I have a question for you, Dustin.
Sure.
When you put your new pipes on, did you have to put a new bracket to hold your exhaust on?
Mm-hmm.
That bracket might be on backwards, because we discovered that when we did Sean's cam, that I went to put his bag back on the right side of the bike, and I could not get the bag to fit on. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is the side that Dustin's bag came off of. And so then I moved a couple things and I latched the bag on, and the bar that comes down that goes into that little support was way ahead of the bracket. And I was like, and then Sean's brother goes, this bracket's on backwards. It needs to be flipped.
Yeah.
We took it apart. We flipped bracket around.
What bike is that though?
Same bike.
Sport Glide?
Dustin has.
He's Sport the same Glide. As yep. mine. Yeah. Wow.
And we were putting Vance and Hines pipes on Sean's bike, and the support bracket that we used to put the pipes on, we flipped it and that bag went in like butter. So I would check that if I was you.
Because they took the pipes off and put them back on. Now he did tell me that there's a little wishbone bracket.
Yeah.
That he said was installed backwards, but not the entire bracket.
No, there's a bracket that goes up to where that support bracket comes down into it, and that's the bracket I'm talking about. That was on backwards on Sean's bike. And when we flipped it the correct direction, the bag slid on, locked into place, and locked down. I would check it if I was you, because that could be your problem.
Okay.
I don't know how that fucking you'd have it on there, though, and it just...
It just like bolts.
Because what we figured out is that you could get the bag on there and the locking mechanism would look like it was locked, but it's not, because the bag is actually pushed back about a quarter of an inch, and we could still lock it on, but I could pop the bag off.
I hate it when my bag gets pushed back a quarter.
I bet you do hate that one. When your bag gets pushed back a quarter of an inch, Tony, does it get really close to your taint?
Oh, just
you know, right it, the pulling I can take. It's the pushing that's the problem.
Pushing. The pulling's quite pleasurable. It's the pushing. Pull that thing like a piece of saltwater taffy.
I'm telling you.
Just stretch the fuck out of it. But anyway, to just, you know, just something that might be worth checking on, Dustin, because we, the same weekend, so Dustin did a cam on his bike on Thursday, and Sean, who is one of our patron members and part of our Discord, and somebody actually who Dustin introduced us to, came up to North Dakota during the weekend that Dustin had his cam done. And myself and Nick and Bob put a new cam in Sean's bike. And I'm here to tell you, and I have to give this guy the credit, is Nick has become incredibly astute at cams. He watched the JMP video. He took notes. He wrote it down. He did this for his own cam install. But by the time we did Sean's, he knows all of the torque specs. He's got the cam tool, the runout tool. I mean, the dude was like an encyclopedia. And
you guys
Sean,
are fucking pumping cams out up there.
Dude, we are. Sean, yeah. Sean did the work, but Nick was standing right there, and I was standing right there. And yeah, I mean, it gave Sean all the confidence he needed to do that. He's still refining his tune a little bit because the S&S 475 cam, I guess, is really tune sensitive from what I'm understanding.
Yeah, it's got a dip in it.
Yeah, he connected. It does. Yeah, he connected with fueling, and they got him squared away. So
let me ask you. I mean, at this point, is it fair that Nick's new nickname is Cam Job?
Yeah, I mean, we can call him. You can call him Nick Cam Job. Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Yep. So
I prefer hand job.
I'm sure you do prefer that.
Have you ever had a job done on your cams?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Nick's probably a professional at the five knuckle shuffle. Yeah.
But I'm gonna say this, and Tony and I actually talked about it today. So I don't know with Dustin's bike because we didn't see or do Dustin's bike, but we tested the runout on my bike when we did my cam, and it was dead to nuts. Tony
was crazy dead to nuts.
Tony tested the runout in his, and it was pretty close to, or wasn't it pretty much on to?
Yeah, it was like what was it 2000s, I think, and you're
right,
allowed up to five,
yep,
or
you're,
six.
Yeah, you're allowed.
They're close enough where you could run a geared cam on there.
Yep,
with no problem. Yeah.
Yep, for sure. And Sean's was only about 2000s out. I've not seen, I know you have to test the runout, but I've not seen an M8 that's even close to the runout being an issue.
So Dustin, what are you, you're using an FP3 for a tuner, mm-hmm, right? You stuck with that on this?
Yep. Me too.
The FP3 was, I mean, it's a powerful little dude. And yep, I don't know why they fucked up the FP4 the way that they did. I don't understand it.
I feel like that might've been, government.
Well, I mean, it's part of its EPA, but yeah, didn't with the four, didn't they add some like features, the FP4, like Power Vision did, where you can,
well, they added, but nothing worked was the problem. And they have like zero tune. So if you want to do a stage one with the FP4, you're rolling the fucking dice. It may or may not work.
Yeah.
But that's all the maps that they have. With the FP3, they had cams. I mean, they had, you know, displacement maps. I mean, they had maps for every fucking
thing. Yeah, well, that's that new EPA stuff. I mean, that's when Power Vision came out with that new one. You couldn't, I don't think you could tune with non-compliant parts.
Yeah.
I am going to say this, though. It's going to be less mileage in between oil changes for me from now on. Because when they dropped that oil, the little bit that came out during the cam install, my shit was black, and I wasn't even at the mark yet to change it. I mean, I was about 300 miles shy, and I had oil bought to go ahead and change it afterward because I wanted fresh oil on the bike after I had
How deep were you?
I was 300 miles until...
No, I mean, how many miles? Where are you changing at? 5,000, 7,000, 3,500?
Every five. Yeah.
Are you running synthetic?
Yeah, full synthetic.
Fuck, dude, that should be...
Well, you know,
yeah.
When you
yeah, you shouldn't have any problems.
When you start getting close to five, you're going to be low.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why, you know, my rule of thumb is I carry, if I'm going to go over 5,000 miles, I make sure that I've got oil with me.
A quart of oil with you.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't low. It was just black. And just I'm going to show you here. You can see the material wore off of the cam. I dodged a bullet. That's what the mechanic told me.
That's because they're pecking it with a fucking pin, dude. Get that pin out. Was he trying to autograph it for you?
He should have.
Yeah. It's got a little wear on it. Yeah. But, I mean, that could have been from the lifters or, you know, it could have been from, you could have, you know, your lifter could have been stuck and not rolling.
Well, their best explanation, this is from one of the parts guys, and I trust him because he's very knowledgeable and knows his shit. He said it was from your oil breaking down.
No shit.
Really?
And the only thing I can think of is I switched over to Sen 3 this last oil change, and now I went back to Castrol.
I've been using Sen 3 for 5 years, man, and I put a ton of miles on my bike.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I got in mine. I got whatever.
I mean, I check my oil religiously, too, like the level and everything. Add some if I have to.
I change mine twice a season, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Unless I get a lot of blow-by, I don't check it ever. And I put a shitload of miles on my bike too.
Yeah.
So if I get a lot of blow by, and I don't really get blow by anymore once we changed out that cam setup and I got the new oil pump in there.
Yeah, it fixed a lot of that.
That fixes a lot of that blow by. I mean, that's pretty much a non factor anymore. But I change mine twice a season. Like during the riding season, I change it two times. So I'll change it before I actually get into the season this year, and I'll change it at the middle of the season typically before I head out for like. You know, like this year, I'll change it prior to FDBM and Sturgis.
Same, yeah.
Is what I'll do. But I'll change it before, like I'll change it right now ahead of time. So like in May or April before I really start riding this season, I'll change it. And then before FDBM because and that's typically how I do mine.
Where you all are messing up, you got to put a couple drops of that KY in there.
You know, Tony, I don't even know. You just change your oil because you like wrenching on your bike, but I don't know. Your oil's never reached mileage.
Gets a little condensation. You know, I like to trade my bike in before I have to oil change it.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's the way I go.
I mean,
it's just easier. It's just easier not to. I'll just trade it in, and Tony, that way I don't ever have to change the oil.
What's the oil change recommendation on those STs?
Whenever I feel like doing it.
No. I mean that new Road Glide ST. What's the oil change recommendation on that one?
I don't know.
How long is manure good? I don't know.
But I'm religious. I do mine every 5,000. I think all the Harleys, right? That's the recommended on the
internet. Yeah, I think it's like 5,000. But I mean, synthetic technically should go 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, technically it should last longer.
Well, I'll probably be going every 3,500 from now on.
Yeah.
I mean, because I rode more miles.
You shouldn't have to do that, though, Dustin.
Well, think about this. I rode more miles last year than I did any year previously. I did over 9,000 miles last year. And for me, that's pretty damn good.
Wow. I mean, it's cheap insurance to do an oil change. What is it, $100?
Yeah, if you do it, especially if you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's just cheap insurance. I mean, there's nothing wrong with changing oil.
I mean, I got 6 quarts of Castrol for $48.
Yeah, no,
and I mean, trust that shit on my engine.
Wrong with it. And also, when your bike sets, like it's been setting in the garage over the winter, condensation gets built up in there. Have you ever like pulled the dipstick and it looks like you got fucking vanilla ice cream around the end of it?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I didn't sit for more. It never sat for more than 3 weeks.
This winter?
Yeah.
God damn. That's my bike.
I rode in the cold this winter.
When I started mine and rode it after my fairing install. My bike had not been ridden since October.
Piss.
Damn, it's been a while for me because I had the
He eye goes from the bike to the baloney pony.
Mm-hmm. I go to the ride.
Bike to fucking ice
The baloney pony.
Or the white horse.
I don't know about North Dakota, dude. I'm kind of freaking right out off. A little bit because I got to figure out at some point I got to get through North Dakota on some route this year.
I'm trying to figure out.
Can I just dip
nip
my toe?
The tip? Just nip the tip.
Dip your toe? Yeah. No.
Just take the tip.
You're going to have to come all the way up here, Dave.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, with me, he says.
So, Dave, you're doing the 48
Let's talk
states?
About this. Yeah, you're getting ready to embark on a great adventure.
Let's talk about this, man. This is kind of a big fucking deal.
It, you know,
especially
it is.
At your age.
It is. Well, and that too? yeah, I'm heading out Friday morning on the first leg.
Did you buy a new ass pad?
No, I still have my wild ass.
Okay.
So talk to me about this leg. What's the first leg?
So I'm going to go...
the bunghole?
I'm going to end up going to San Antonio eventually, right? Okay. So I'm going from Virginia, Tennessee, stopping there, see family, and then the northwest tip or portion of Georgia into Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, into East Texas.
There's at least three states you don't even need to stop in because they're all ass-raping country.
So yeah. Here's the deal. If you do two legs and you want to stop in the asshole, it needs to be Indiana.
Yeah, no, I've got a feeling I'm going to hit Indiana at least twice on this.
That's the asshole. So do leg one and leg two and work your way up to the asshole.
But I'm excited about when I get to East Texas. I'm going, that's where I was born. Kind of going back and to my roots. But our good friend Christian lives about 38 miles from where I was born. So
nice.
I'm going to get together with Christian and his fair lady and have dinner or something while I'm there. And then eventually make my way down to San Antonio, back up to Austin to see some folks, and Dallas for a few days to hook up with some friends of mine I haven't seen in about 20 years. And then I'm going to make my way back here to Virginia.
You haven't seen these people in 20 years. They're going to look at you and be like, what the fuck?
Well, you know, they were
riding motorcycles, got a tattoo. I mean, come on.
I think most of them were pretty shocked when I ended up joining the Army because I was a long haired hippie freak. Okay. Before I did that. Really? So that was a big,
that fits.
It's all
that fits though.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Look at the fucking hat the guy has on right now. I mean,
do you like this?
The Boston Scally?
I put this
that's
on for
the goddamn
you.
Goddamn Pinky Blinder special
it
right
is.
There.
It is.
I told my wife while I was coming upstairs, I'm going to put on a hat just for Ryan. I got this in London a few months ago.
That is a Pinky Blinder special. It's nice.
Yeah. The only thing we're missing is the ascot and a fucking loaf of bread, man.
I almost put a scarf on, but you know, it's kind of
put you on a fucking Vespa.
Dave, I have three hats just like that. Believe it or not. Yeah,
really? So, I cannot picture that.
You know what, though? In London.
I don't wear mine like that, though. I wear it backwards.
I'm sure you
do. That doesn't make sense.
That's called a beret, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brittany.
No,
Brittany,
berets are different.
Brittany, take anything that you think makes sense, do it backwards, and that's me.
Well, I mean, I guess you're not wrong.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if you guys remember this. This is probably more around my age, probably not Brittany's. She might be a little on the younger side to remember this, but back in it was probably the mid-90s, they did have the hats that were like that you wore backwards that had the team sports logos on them.
Well, they were Kangol hats.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember these.
Yeah. I had one.
That was
I had
LL
one.
Cool J, goddammit.
Goddamn right, Tony.
LL, boy. LL and Run DMC wore those Kangols, damn it.
Yep, you know it.
I had one. They were popular here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, this will go in storage till winter, or until I come to North Dakota.
It's almost over.
Like I said, I'm doing the floor 48, so I've got to figure out how to get in and out of North Dakota in your 2.5 week riding season.
Yeah, there's no way but there's no way to it but through it, Dave. So you're gonna have to just make your way up here. Just spread, Dave, and just
that Dakota is a fucking thing's a commitment. Just wipe it, from the rooter to the tooter.
I may hit that when I do the West Coast leg because I got to get up to Seattle. So
just trace that big vein.
It's gonna be no joy.
If you have to go to Seattle, Dave, honestly, if you go across North Dakota and Montana, you between those two states, you will have covered literally probably more than half of the United States, just those two alone.
I bet you North Dakota has a few of those casting couches too that you could sleep on.
And probably more Montana's more like the, you know, I mean, Montana's casting couch is gonna have a lot of sheep on it. But
A lot of sheep.
Yeah.
Casting haystacks.
That's like the Montana.
Have you ever been up through that way, Montana? Have you ever been up there?
What's that?
Have you ever been to Montana?
I was born in Montana.
Oh, really?
I thought you were born in California.
No, dude.
This motherfucker's been everywhere. I think he's full of shit.
I was born in Bozeman, Montana. Yeah, where
you were born in Bozeman?
Yeah, Montana.
God damn Yellowstone.
Where the mating call is the zipper.
Damn, dude. You've been thrown out of a lot of states.
I've been thrown out of most of them, Dave. Most of them.
Damn.
Yeah, I was born in Bozeman, Montana, and I lived in
the
Southern
mating
California
call
for...
is the zipper.
Yeah, you know it.
I think in West Virginia, it's a bottle of Percocet.
On a good night.
Well, where'd you say you're going through? What was you're going through Alabama? I'm pretty sure the mating call there is meth. So
you know, I've only been to Alabama
once. Out of a crack lighter.
I actually told myself I'd never go back to Alabama, so okay. That will be an interesting ride across that state. And I don't know. I may have an interesting story or two to tell about that.
It's just going to be gas stations through that state, isn't it, Dave?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. Nothing against you guys that live in Alabama. It's just I had a really weird.
Hey man, Forrest Gump was from Alabama.
Yeah,
it's a hell of a state.
Yeah,
Forrest Gump, man, was a ping pong player.
There you go.
Ran across the U.S.
He did.
Ate a lot of chocolate.
Run, Forrest, run!
Definitely means like throttle, Forrest, throttle.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so how many states are going to be in this first trip, Dave? Have you counted them?
I made a change to the route, and I forgot to recount.
Okay. But, is it 9, 10?
I was going to say 10.
It's around 10.
10, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, because I haven't finalized my route back.
So not quite a third. Then. Not quite a third then.
Yeah. And then Matt and I are going to ride up to Vermont in probably September. So I'm going to hit all the New England stuff. And then I'm just going
to
get across.
So your goal is to do all 48 this season?
It'll either be by the end of this season or it'll be by the end of this year or next year. I mean, I'm sorry.
12 months calendar time.
The same time this year. I mean, originally, when I planned this out a couple of years ago, as I was getting ready for retirement, I was gonna do it all in like 45 days. You know,
oh,
and
shit.
Then,
fuck that.
Then after I retired and I pulled everything out and I'm kind of looking at it, I'm like, well, this is stupid because when I planned it out, it was like I was planning stuff when I was working.
Right.
But the goal for this trip is for me just to go back and reconnect with as many people as I can that have been a part of my life, just to tell them, you know, thanks for being a part of me getting where I am. So I decided to split it up into like four legs.
And Jesus, I guess sounds like the farewell tour. God,
Jesus,
you know, sometimes it's a Percy forward, farewell you tour. Back, so.
I think it sounds cool. That's really awesome that you're going to reconnect with people.
I mean, it sounds awesome. I mean,
dude, it's tough. Like even when you have friends, you just when you live in different states, it's just hard to stay in touch.
Yeah,
and most of the people live in different states. I don't want to see them anyway.
I'm still in touch with a lot of people, you know, over my life, thanks to, you know, social media and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's just different when you
to be able to go back and say, hey, yeah, you know, we've still been connected for. It's just like getting together with my old army buddies and stuff. You know, we get together every so many years and. It's like
I think as you get older too, you get the travel bug. Because I've got this travel bug going on with me too. I want to see shit.
Well, I do.
You don't have much time left. That's why
I know. It's like I better see it now before I see it and forget it.
I do as long as a bike's involved. And my wife and I talk about this a lot because you know she doesn't you know she enjoys traveling too, but in a car. And I just man, the car just fucking takes it out of me, dude.
Yeah, just, it's
you know,
don't like it.
I mean, I'd rather be on a bike and
I mean,
you know,
there's
spend
some,
a little more time, but you know,
there's some benefits to being in a car, but it's fucking exhausting. As you guys know, when we go back to Nebraska, it's like a 12-hour drive, and it's
fucking nothing, Brittany. 12 hours is a piece of cake.
That's when you take a plane.
I hear you there.
So, Dave, are you planning on documenting this now? So, is this going to be up on your channel on your YouTube
I am,
and everything
yeah.
too?
I'm going to be, cause part of what I want to do is not just for me and everything, but it's also, you know, I've got a lot of grandkids now. And
how many grandkids you got? Person?
Five, man.
No shit.
Got five. I went from nothing to five in like 5 years. I don't know what the fuck's going on. With my
that's
boys.
Good.
They
though.
Just like
that's
kicking
good
them
times.
Out. But, you know, I mean, to be able to go and I want to record and like, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm going back to East Texas first is to, so I can go and like shoot like where I grew up and tell stories, you know, about things that happened to me in my life, you know, there and then kind of through the cycle. So, yeah, there'll be I'll be dropping stuff along the way.
Start in the beginning. So a little bit.
That many years.
What's that?
You said you're going back to where you grew up. I said that town make it that many years.
It did. Still around? It was a little tiny. I'm from Tyler, Texas.
Where?
Which was Tyler, Texas, Rose Capital of the World.
Sounds like a football player.
It does. Yeah. Kinda.
Well, we had what's his face for the Oilers. Oh goddamn!
From the Oilers, that team doesn't even exist anymore. Fuck.
Colt, anyway. What was that guy's name? Colt God. Something. I forgot.
Warren Moon.
No, the running back.
No. Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy. Yeah, came out of fucking Texas. I was like, look at that. Listeners, a football player if I ever heard of Earl, one. Colt yeah. McCoy.
Is it Earl Campbell?
Earl Camp. Jesus, Dave. How far back did you go?
Earl Campbell.
Dude, it. You know, it was a different.
Hey, that's man. Dave watched Hee Haw.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I remember Hee Haw, man.
He watched Hee Haw. He opened up his door and just looked outside. There it was.
And the Gong Show. The Gong Show and Hee Haw.
But that's part of why I want to do this for, at least for the family, is that, you know, when I grew up during the 60s and 70s. It was a very, very different time.
In Texas?
In Texas, a very, very different world.
Yeah.
You know, right. And a lot of the people that were part of me growing up put me on the path where I walked and not getting sucked into a lot of stuff I didn't, you know, didn't want to get sucked into. So it's just, I think it'll be interesting to kind of document that.
I didn't want to get sucked into. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. Different times, my friend.
There's been a few times where I was like, turn on that vacuum cleaner.
Oh, God, Tony.
Dyson?
That's why, is this where's why you want the blue balls?
Where are you, little dirt devil?
Kirby's a bad motherfucker.
You have to keep justifying you while you're buying so many shot vacs.
What are you doing? I do reviews on shop vacs.
Imagine the neighbors. What's this with Cox families over there just vacuuming nonstop?
He's a clean freak.
Because serious OCDs.
His new YouTube channel is going to be doing reviews on vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. My own CDs, I mean, on Cox's Ding Dong.
Yeah. He's got the big duster.
I don't know what you guys think. But this Dyson is not quite the suction I thought it was going to be.
Cyclone my ass.
Let me know in the comments below if this Dyson was what you thought it would be.
We don't go by CFM. We go by inches of stretch.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Let's put this one in saltwater taffy mode. Just give her hell. Oh,
saltwater
taffy mode. Does that microbacterial thing actually work, Tony?
Oh, shit.
Not really.
What was that movie? Was that Spaceballs where they went on like giant suck or something like that? Do you remember that movie, Dustin?
Oh, yeah. Spaceballs,
yeah. Where he got to switch it over to giant suck. Yeah.
Giant suck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
iOS is what we go by. Inches of stretch. That's how we rate them. I'm going to nickname this one the rubber band.
Convert a shower to a grower.
Yeah.
So Dave, so you have 10 states on this go around, and then are you taking some time, or do you have another one already set up in the box after that, or what's after that?
Well, the next big one's going to be out to FDBM.
Okay.
Right? And that's going to be another probably 3 or 4 weeks. I'm going to come back through like Kansas City where I used to live and Iowa to see friends and hit a lot of that.
But are you going to do that post FDBM where you make your way back?
I'm going to take a long way there and back.
Okay. But
yeah, I'll probably come through Kansas City on the way back and maybe go into Oklahoma a little bit.
What are you doing? 400 or 500 a day? Is that the plan?
I generally plan my days if I'm just trying to get from point A to point B, 600 miles.
That's pretty good. I was going to say, dude, all that traveling in Texas, you're going to put a fucking 1,000 miles on just in Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah, because I'm going East Texas down to San Antonio and then back up to Dallas and then back north to Arkansas. Yeah,
fucking Texas. You have to get an oil change every time you come back to Virginia.
That's part of why I haven't been on the bike the last 2 weeks is I'm trying to keep the miles down because I'll go over my 5,000 miles on this trip.
Sure.
So get the bike service when I get back. And then
Dustin, what are you watching porn?
I'm looking for the vacuum reviews, dude.
He's looking for that new model Dyson.
I need at least 12 inches of iOS. I need a 12 iOS. I need something rated at least 10-12 iOS.
Mm. Or at least get two so you can double the 4.
Find something to hook up to the pigtail on my bike, keep me busy while I'm on my way up the Sturgis.
Don't do that, bro. You need to keep control of the bike.
Well, tentatively, we have some. We know that if you guys still intend on doing this, you know, meeting in on Thursday in Sioux Falls, now there's going to be 3 of us coming from up here for sure. So it's going to be myself and Bob and Kenny. We are going to be riding together. Nick's going down a little bit earlier in the week. So if we still intend on meeting up in Sioux Falls for the ride over to FDBM, we could be a hell of a group going that direction.
The White Walker Welcoming Committee.
And I think we need to make sure we include Greg because he might be interested in riding across like maybe the night before and then riding back with us into into Whitewood, you know, on that Thursday. So I think that, you know, just keep that in mind on your plans.
Well, I would love to do that with you guys, but I'll already be there because
Percy
and I are going out the week before so that she can experience South Dakota.
That's a great idea, though, Dave. I know that my wife is going to be going with Bob's wife later on in the day because we figured that we'll probably try to leave here about 4 o'clock in the morning, and that should put us in. If you guys want to be able to leave out from South Dakota by 9 a.m., we would be able to be there by then. So,
yeah. Well, I'm kind of nervous now because Miss Percy decided she's going to hang out with everybody until Sunday. So now I've got 3 days to worry about instead of just the one.
Oh shit! So. Shit, Dave.
Yeah,
and we're going to find out a lot about Percy.
I'm assuming that wives are probably going to hang out on the big ride day on Saturday. So they're going to tell him what the fuck's going to I'm going to come back to on Saturday.
Yeah, you're in trouble now, Dave.
Yeah,
and then we're going to find out a lot about Mr. Percy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So she never tells the truth on anything anyway. So
run out of time. I just. Talk about Phil for a second.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's okay. Crazy. His foot's a little bruised up, but for you all that don't know, our buddy Phil Kai Kai. That's what it's Phil, what is it? K-Y, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but when I asked Siri to call Phil, it goes, calling Phil Kai Kai. Well, Phil went down on his bike Thursday night.
No. He didn't go down on his bike. Let's not use that phrase.
It's a wrong thing. Yeah,
a turn of phrase is the wrong one, Tony.
Burned his lips.
Well, you know, let's say he fell off of his motorcycle. Actually, he really didn't fall off of it. He was still on it.
Yeah, he high sided.
Yeah, he high sided going slow. He was giving it the beans, and he lost traction coming out of Bluegrass's parking lot, and ass end slid out, and he high sided. But the weirdest thing was, and I guess most people have seen the pictures, is his fucking rear slider went through his shoe, and somehow his foot ended up on top of the slider. But I talked to him today, and this what happened because I was if I would have saw the picture, I would have said, that's fucking bullshit. There's no way that big fucking tuna can went through a shoe. You know what I mean? But it broke through the seam of the sole and the shoe on the backside. Okay. And then when it slid on the ground, it just slid that perfect hole. To where it poked out of the other side.
Okay. Now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but he got lucky. He got lucky because that obviously pushed his foot up.
Yeah.
When it broke in through there and didn't go through the ankle or shatter the ankle. So,
yeah. So his foot went up and over. But he also, you know, he broke his helmet, man. What was he, 15 miles an hour? We've talked about it before on the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wouldn't have had that helmet on, you know, it would have been a completely different story. He was back to work today.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but if he wouldn't have had that helmet on, it would have been a different story. And that was just, like I said, probably 15 miles an hour when he went down.
Man, that whole shoe thing is like divine intervention almost.
Right?
Yeah, dude.
It's wild to look at that picture.
Yeah. So, like I said, if I wouldn't have known Phil and somebody sent that picture, I was like, that's fucking bullshit.
Staged.
Yeah, that's staged. Yeah. Somebody fucking cut a hole in that shoe and put it on there.
right.
Yeah, I don't want to start a debate or argument with the community or whatever. No. But again, this is gear. Right?
Yeah.
Gear.
Safety gear.
Gear. Yeah. Gear.
And, you know, I wear Vans. And you know what? I don't think I'm going to wear my Vans anymore when I ride my motorcycle. You know, I think, you know, I do have those new Indy Ridge boots that I bought. So I think I'll probably be wearing those instead now. So,
well, you better wear boots coming out to Sturgis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll have boots for that. But I mean, how many times have you jumped on the bike and, you know, you've changed the oil or whatever, new whatever, and ride it around the block? And you not put your helmet on. I do it all the time. I'm fucking straight guilty. I've been known to go out there with fucking flip flops and no helmet. Shoot around the block. You know what I mean?
I won't even leave with tennis shoes. I think I've done that one time and I immediately regretted it because they were so loose when I put my foot down.
Yeah, pretty much the only time. I think when we were in Uranus, Missouri, we all kind of like wore shorts and shit because it was so fucking hot.
Yeah, we didn't wear helmets that night.
We didn't wear helmets that night.
We all were just dying. But aside from that, it's pretty rare. I always wear my full face.
Mm-hmm.
And I have riding shoes.
It's just a good reminder of how easy and quick something like that could happen. And if you guys want to take a look, you can, you know, check out Phil. I think it's _KY on Instagram. And
he
posted
in the Discord too.
Yeah, he's in the Discord. If you're not part of the Discord, join it because it's fucking free. And he posted pictures on there, and you can check it out and see. The impact on his helmet is really what, you know, the shoe is one thing, right? Because had that gone through his foot, he would have survived that. The impact on his helmet is significant enough that when you look at it, see, it didn't break the face shield, but it was enough of an impact that it you know, you can see where if that would have been his skull.
All the paint broke off of it.
Yeah, all the paint and everything broke off. And if that would have been his skull that smacked into the pavement, this conversation we'd be having right now would be entirely different.
Well, that's the area. I mean, I'm looking at the picture now, right? I mean, the size of the area that got scraped off his helmet is significant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have been
the
side
of his head too, like temple area.
Yeah.
Yep. Of his skull. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we're talking about, I mean, realistically, skull fracture, brain bleed, right? I mean, all of those things would have been a very real possibility with what his helmet looks like.
No. And I mean, you know, with all that being, you know, with the shoes and all that, he was back to work today and he's picking up his bike tomorrow and riding it home.
And he crash bar and the sliders are really the only thing he has to replace, right?
He bent the front crash bar and had to replace the throttle grip.
There you go.
That
was it.
Well, the sliders have to be replaced.
But,
we're
talking high sided, so it was the, you know, air filter exhaust side of the bike.
Yeah.
And those two protectors he had on their crash guards did their job.
Did the job.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, Phil, we're you know, sorry that it happened to you, and we're super, super happy that that you're okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the most important. But accidents happen, guys. Wear your shit.
You know, I don't want to throw PJ under the bus, but he and I had that discussion several years ago because he's, you know, from Texas and Freedom, don't wear a helmet. And, you know, I made him wear a helmet when we did the trip out to South Dakota. I gave him one of my Arise. And, you know, he was telling me, Dad, you know, I'm not going to have an accident. And I'm like, you know, nobody in the history of the world has ever planned to have a fucking accident.
You know, I didn't think I was going to shit my pants either, but it's happened.
That's the nature. That's the meaning of the word. Right.
Unplanned, yeah, accident.
You know, so, you know, gear is all I'll say. I'm a big believer.
Yeah, it is. And we've talked about it a lot on here, and it's personal preference of how much you want to wear or don't wear. It's up to you. But
if you're my son and you're riding with me, you're going to fucking wear it. So.
Yeah, just wear a helmet. Wear a helmet. I mean, it's, you know, just wear a helmet.
Yeah. I mean, because a helmet makes a lot of accidents survivable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the fact, right? Especially it makes a lot of accidents survivable.
I mean, literally, you could be sitting on your bike in the driveway and fall over and fucking knock your head and never get up.
Well, and come on, let's be honest about it. Some helmets are much, much cooler looking than your fucking face. Right? So do the world a favor and put a cool looking helmet on.
Yeah. There's some ugly motherfuckers out there.
Instead of that ugly ass mug.
Dave, no, that's Dave, what
a lot of truth.
Remind everybody what happened to you after a long day of riding.
Which time? What are we talking about?
Well, didn't you fell off your bike after a long day of riding because your legs didn't work?
Well, that wasn't just a long day of riding. Though. That's when I got caught in that freak storm that dropped the temps down.
Right.
I didn't have any gear.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, I pulled up to the gas pump, freezing to death, and my legs wouldn't work when I was getting off the bike, and I fell and hit my head, hit my helmet.
And where did you hit? Where did you hit your head at, Dave?
In the back.
In the back. Yeah. So you fell off in a gas station parking lot.
Whiplash hit.
Yeah, whiplash hit and hit the back of his head again.
Yeah,
could have been disastrous. Whiplash hits are awful because there's the rebound effect, right? Your body hit and your head hit. Your head whipped back and hit the ground. So I mean, again, you know, and we're not forcing anybody to wear a helmet, but that's just another example of, you know, you didn't plan on it, right? But you. You know,
the first time that ever happened, you know, Brian, I know you saw the video.
Yeah.
When I got stuck on that fucking high ass speed bump in the parking lot and got thrown off my bike. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. The one time something's happened where I've actually had the GoPros running and it caught that amazing military roll that I did. Pretty much still had it.
I did the same exact thing the beginning of last season. Because Nick and I pulled up into a parking lot and I was sitting on my bike and I didn't have my kickstand down. And
You screwed the pooch.
And Nick was like, I can't get my Cardo to work. And I said, just a second, I'll be right there. I'll hit the button for you. And I thought my kickstand was down. I went to set my bike down and I realized after I was about 28 degrees that the kickstand wasn't stopping. And I did a tuck and roll. Right. Same thing. I mean, but I could have landed right on my face, had my helmet on and everything, did a tuck and roll and had to lift my bike up off the ground. And, you know, I mean, shit.
You got a lot to tuck and roll on, too. Man.
I was going to say, man, that was probably fucking a lot of limbs.
I mean, you look like just a big ass doodle bug.
Just like a lot of limbs flailing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happens, right? I mean, that's like you guys said, it's why you call them accidents. No one does it on purpose.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, like I said, I wasn't planning on shitting my pants, but.
Phil, we can't wait to see what your new helmet's going to look like. But, you know, next time you don't have to have an accident to explain to your wife why you want to get a new helmet.
Yeah, no. You
know? True.
He was talking to Rurock today, so we'll see.
Mm. Yeah, we were chatting about that last night.
Yeah.
He rides with all those Dyna Bros, though. I wonder if they're going to accept him in a Rurock or if he has to get
Dyna Bros.
Doesn't he ride with the Louisville T-Bar crew?
He might. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of Rurock helmets, Blackline bought that new Darth Vader.
Oh. I like that Darth Vader.
I was just talking to her on Sunday, and she's she's waiting for it to come in.
They're running a big sale right now. They're running a big sale.
It's over.
It's over already?
Yeah, it's over. Phil called me today, and he's like, I went to order the helmet, and the sale's over.
You got to move, because they last a day or two. Yeah, they do a lot of flash sales. But, you know, if you just wait, well, he wants to get back on a bike. Otherwise, I'd say just wait 2 weeks.
I told him to call him. I'd call him and go, look, man, God damn it.
I'm still really anxious to learn about that new helmet that they're releasing here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They're as bad as GoPro.
No, it's horrible, dude.
It's every 6 months.
My wife's asked me 3 times the last 6 months how many helmets I have. I keep changing the number.
No. That
Rurock was the last one I bought, but I think I threw away 3 not too long ago.
Stormtrooper you got looked badass, man.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that helmet. I will say, though, when you order a Rurock, use their sizing chart.
Yeah.
Don't go with what you think you wear because it's different.
Speaking of flash sale, fucking Dixon, man. They got me.
These guys, man.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck those cocksuckers.
You need to flash Dixon back next time they send you one.
Yeah, no shit. I got something for Dixon. Motherfuckers, man. It's the never-ending flannel.
Well, yeah. I never thought I'd buy another one, but they did a Captain Autism one, so I had to buy one. Guy at work showed me. He thought of me. He's like, I'm going to order one. As soon as it go on sale, I'll get you one if you want. I said, okay, yeah, give me one.
Yeah, that's a.
I just hope it's here by April 4th.
$60 a pop?
Yeah. Yeah, $60.
Yeah, they're spending.
I got 2 or 3 of them. They had me, too. I was like 3 or 4 in a row, and I was like, you know what? I'm done with these motherfuckers. You can't stop. It's like crack. It's like TikTok. Yeah. You see where TikTok is, don't you? Fuck TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok's going to be going bye-bye.
Yeah.
I was thinking I needed to start making more uploads for TikTok, but I've just kind of been holding back to see what happens.
Why don't you go ride your Indian and watch TikTok?
In your Dixon flannel.
Yeah, in your Dixon flannel.
Hey. Slow your roll with that.
No. He's talking about the DICKS-IN.
Why don't you have a little Dick Insider?
Nah, I won't make fun of you. I got 2 Dixons packed in my bag for the trip. So.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I do.
Packing those, 2 Dixons.
For those long, cold nights.
Got 2. I don't got a vacuum. I got a blower.
Dave.
Just hit reverse.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not a real vac until you have to yell at somebody to unplug it. Pull the cord.
Oh, good Lord.
Sounds like a 14-year-old's nightmare.
Or dream.
I think they're still at the crusty sock age at 14. Oh. When did it stop, Tony?
I don't know.
Tony's still finding them around his house.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he still had them in his house.
Dude, and I kid you not, every time I go to Costco, I just buy 12 new pair of socks. Because I don't know where mine disappear to.
They're using your socks? But you have small feet.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. So I don't want them back. Just keep those. I'll just buy some new socks.
So it's always a 12-pack of socks and some new microfibers.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Every time we go, my wife goes, "You buying more socks?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't want the ones out of the laundry room anymore. I don't know where those have been and what they've been through. I don't trust those.
What they've been through. They've been abused. These poor socks have been abused.
I don't know where those been or what they've been through.
So if you can lean them up against the wall, throw them away.
Hot water didn't help.
or what's been through them.
Yeah.
What's been through them?
Rocks and hot water didn't help.
They've been used as a cheesecloth.
Oh, I was gonna say, dude. straight to kids.
Damn petri dish.
Hey, we got a question in the Discord that is kind of related to a weird fucking comment that I got on one of my videos this last week.
All right.
All right, Discord friends, FDB's about to answer your questions. Make sure you head over to 5dirtybikers.com and click the link on the homepage to visit our Discord and become a member.
Yep. Throw it out to you guys, and then before we answer, I'll tell you about the comment that I got, which I thought was just fucking weird. So this is from Beer Agent 45. It's a question for the fivesome.
Beer or you, beard?
Beer. Beer. As
beer.
In, as all in right.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Question for the fivesome. Have any of you named your motorcycle, and what is the name and why? And before we answer, I just want to say, I don't know who this guy is or person that made this comment, but the guy was giving me shit on my YouTube channel about the fact that I was referring to my bike with a girl's name. And I'm like the only guy who has ever named their bike with a girl's name.
I thought that was just how like most men named vehicles in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always thought.
Was girl's names.
I mean, I've never ridden Bob anywhere. Or Steve. I'd feel a little fucking weird saying I'm gonna go mount Steve.
Yeah, I'm gonna. What'd you do? I rode Steve off.
But is that weird to you guys? I mean, that someone.
Yeah, that's fucking
that?
Odd. That's just, yeah, I'm not doing yeah. that. You
I'm
know
gonna,
why?
I'm gonna block that guy.
What? I'm not gonna say it. All right. You'd have to edit it out because it would trigger people.
Well, oh, I didn't name my bike, but my bike's got a name. Dustin named my bike.
Dustin named everybody's bike, I think,
loud in the
early days. Yeah.
King of the North, that came from Dustin.
Oh.
And then Tony had Thickie.
Thickie.
When he was riding the Softail Slim, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of our bikes had names, but we didn't name them. I mean, you named your own bike, but I thought that naming a vehicle, if you were a man, after a female's name was pretty much like standard practice.
Yeah, that's par of the course.
That's how they always did.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even going way back, what was that Hitchcock movie where the guy bought the red convertible? What was that movie, Dave?
You talking about Christine?
Christine.
That wasn't Hitchcock. That was Stephen King.
Oh, Stephen King.
Movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. But still, the car was named after a girl.
Oh,
right?
Gone in 60 Seconds. What was the name of the Mustang? It was Lucille, wasn't it?
Lucille, yeah.
No, yeah, I think so.
Eleanor.
It was Eleanor.
That was it. That was it. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, still. Right?
Nobody's naming their shit after a guy.
Right. Right.
Nobody.
Right.
What's the name of your bike, Brittany?
My bike is.
Spark, isn't it?
Sparky. I can't remember. I think I went with Sparky, but it was named for my grandpa. So my grandpa, the year I got the bike, my grandpa passed away. And he really loved like watching me ride my motorcycle. So
that's cool.
Sparky.
Mm-hmm. Is it that Brittany's a girl and she named her bike after a dude. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I think
I just found the comment very odd.
I think
it's weird too. I never understood why everyone named like vehicles after females, but that's like a common trend throughout like any type of vehicle. Ships are all named with female names back in the day.
Percy said,
what have you been doing? I've been out polishing Bob's pipes.
I know.
Yeah. Right? I like it.
You know?
You should name your bike Bob.
Yeah, no. No,
what you doing? Should not. I ride a lot of miles with Bob, and I don't even want to think about Dave riding a bike with Bob's name.
Yeah, you know.
Just don't do
Bob
it.
Hard and put him away wet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I rode Bob hard today in the rain.
Jesus.
Yeah, see, it doesn't work. Nothing about that works.
Bob was humming today on the road.
No, it begs to say though that it's kind of like a nickname too. I kind of think sometimes you can't name it yourself. Like somebody's got to, like, you don't give yourself a nickname. If you're my name is Ryan, but everybody calls me, you know,
Stretch Nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody calls me Daddy Dick.
Yeah.
Daddy Dick.
Everybody calls me Dick Daddy.
So, I mean, you can't give yourself your own nickname. It doesn't work that way. So, you know, that's a weird comment that they had.
So again, Nick, your nickname now is Cam Job.
Cam Job.
There you go. Nick.
There it is. Is that all we got in questions?
No, there's a few questions out there. We haven't gone through all of them.
Well, we had a guest last week, so we didn't really pull up Patreon or the questions from Discord. Sorry.
I haven't looked.
Let's answer this one by Dustin Halbert 8, because this one's been up there for a minute, and I know we've addressed this in the past, but it'll be okay.
Is that with a one-year-old?
Yeah. He says, Dustin Halbert 8 says, what's the best way to juggle riding with a one-year-old? I don't want to leave mom and baby behind, but I hate not getting any miles.
Well, first off, don't juggle with a fucking kid on the back of your bike. I mean, that's something you don't want to do.
Right. And I think... I said this actually to somebody a while ago, and this is my answer to that question. It's not, it's about how you prioritize things in your life. And I'm not saying to prioritize motorcycling over your children. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that you need to make motorcycling a priority in your life. So it's something that you make time for, just like you make time for your wife and you make time for your children, make time for yourself and make time for riding. That's what I say.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. It's not about choosing one over the other. It's about making time for all of those things.
Or move to Asia and your whole family will be on the back of your bike. When you
That's called a scooter and not a motorcycle, Dave.
Oh, you know, little 250s are still motorcycles. Little 250s,
dude. Those little motherfuckers are hardy.
Yeah, they'll haul a lot of shit.
They'll hold a lot of people.
You ever been to Asia?
I can tell you one thing. The difference there's also you're also talking about a subjective difference in size of people, because it takes about three of those guys to make one of me.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude. I mean, when you got yourself, your wife, a baby, all of you wearing flip flops, and a week's worth of groceries strapped to the back of your little 250, man, that's a lot of stuff on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it is a lot of stuff.
You're not wrong.
I don't know if I was I think it was the Dominican Republic. It was either there or Mexico. I came home and I said, every 250 made is in that country. Because, I mean, they were everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things run forever, too.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, man, I was in China. And
cheap.
Just stand at an intersection. You're standing there 5 seconds, and there's at least 50 little Hummer bikes that are up, like just waiting to go when the light turns green. And fuckers going by with like 8 feet high stacks of boxes on the back of these little 250s, just hauling ass through the intersection. It was
Were they like pizza boxes?
Big ass, like, you know, 18 inch
delivering
boxes,
packages or something.
Yeah. Or just hauling shit. It was,
and here we are in America with our 2000 CCs.
I know. Right? I'll have to go through my photos in my library. And
was it like the Three Stooges? Was it like the Three Stooges episode where they had all of them beer barrels in the back of the truck and they were just waving back and forth?
Yeah. It's incredible. I mean, it's incredible how they'll ride those bikes over there.
And here we are with our 2000 going, can I get on the back? Nobody.
Yeah.
No, my shit.
I rob my power.
No.
Well, speaking of motorcycles, and we had some comments about this stuff after the episode dropped. Remember two episodes ago, we were talking about what bike we ride if there was no Harley?
Yeah.
I got to retract my answer to that week. Arch motorcycles.
Arch. I forgot about Arch.
Arch is, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. His bikes are all handmade.
Expensive, I don't think I would tour on an Arch, though.
Yeah.
I'd find a way.
They're all handmade. Those are some dope ass bikes.
It's like, they're like run a 18 month wait list.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Custom made head to toe.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, they're badass. I forgot all about Arch. Oh, Keanu. That motherfucker makes a mean motorcycle. Yeah. Goddamn. What was his name?
Goddamn. Get on their website and look at the bespoke.
Oh, it's crazy, man. Their bikes are, I mean, they're works of art.
I thought you'd been looking at gay porn all night.
Sorry to disappoint you.
No, that was the Beano site, not the Keanu site.
What am I looking at?
If you're on the homepage, scroll down until you see the bespoke.
The bespoke.
Yeah, the bespoke. Bespoke.
Oh.
Yes. Tell me that doesn't give you a chub.
I wonder how much the bespoke is.
They're around, the low end is like 80s, right?
70, 80, it's got to be, yeah.
Yeah, Randy Moto...
I'm sorry. It's 128,000.
Oh, okay. I was way off.
Oh shit.
Let me tell you what, that KR GT1 is no joke either.
Yeah, that Randy Moto that brought this up, he also mentioned the Buell Supercruiser. It's not production coming out yet, but they have done a few. They did a couple of what would you call them? Production models to get out and show people at some of like at Daytona, and I think there was one at Sturgis last year, and or just before Sturgis, something like that. And that one, it looks a lot like an FXR. But it's a nice looking motorcycle too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a lowrider guy, I think that's a really good alternative.
Yeah, it looks like I said, it's kind of a cross between an FTR and an FXR, early model FXR. So yeah, it's a nice bike too.
But that Buell Super Touring is nice bike as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go look at that BMW?
I didn't. I haven't had time. I did take a photo. I took my BMW for maintenance, and I wore my BMW jacket and took a photo to send to you guys to make it look like I was at the dealer, but I didn't make it out there. Won't make it out for sure now until I get back from this first trip.
Phil, speaking of jackets, Phil also said he had his leather on. His leather jacket that he never wears.
Oh, because it's cold.
Yeah. Because it was cold, and he said it was scraped up pretty good.
Yep.
Okay, here's the last question. I think we should end the podcast with this one.
All right.
What would you do if your significant other put their foot down and said no bikes, no riding, nothing as an ultimatum?
Then I'm not riding a bike.
I'm filing papers.
I'm out.
What's cheaper, getting rid of the motorcycle and having a bike payment, or a divorce?
Getting rid of the bike's always
getting
cheaper.
Rid of the bike's a whole lot fucking cheaper.
It probably is.
Yeah, I've gone through that. Ditch the bike. Don't even argue.
I mean, I went I think 10 years without it because of that reason. You know?
I forgot you all went through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marriage is give and take.
You know? It is.
Just make sure you get something out of the deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you get some good stretch.
Well, join Patreon. Join Discord. It's fucking free.
Buy merch.
Fucking free.
It's not free, but buy it anyway.
Yeah. We should have a new shirt dropping in a couple weeks.
FDBM24 shirts dropping soon, like it's hot.
Cool. FDBM in Whitewood, South Dakota. When are the dates for that? July 26th through 28th.
26th through 28th.
There you go.
Boom. Right after the Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah. Right after Jake Paul can't remember his own name.
Dude, he's going to fucking bow out of that. I know it. He's like, I hit my head on a kitchen cabinet and I can't fight
now. I'd be running out there like a little bitch.
Tyson's coming after his ass, man.
Did you see these pictures they've been putting out? Like, they show Tyson at like age 19, and then there's a picture of Paul at age 19, and he's just like doing stupid TikTok dances and shit.
They said,
like, dude, murder, murder.
They said that.
Murdered.
They said that Jake Paul's only fought one person his own age, and he got his ass whipped. And they're like, Mike Tyson, but he's like, you know, it doesn't matter. He's never been hit like Mike Tyson's going to hit him.
I don't know. I mean, the man's 57, 58 years old, but God damn.
Hey, have you heard, okay, the old MMA fighters, like, you know, I can't think of the, I think there was one guy that stepped forward. The guy with the tattoo on his head that's done movies.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. He said, as you get older, the last thing to go is power. Okay? Speed is first. Power is the last thing. Why do you think George Foreman came back at 50 and was whipping up on people?
Well, I'll George tell you Foreman what. Could punch those training videos of Tyson, I mean, he's throwing hands with bad intentions, dude. I mean,
yeah, he is. Yeah,
he really is. I mean, there's bad intentions in those fucking. He's throwing some blows.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Do you remember his old entrance music that he used?
No.
It was one tone and like some, you can hear like some chains rattling.
Oh, really?
It was so fucking intimidating. Yeah, go back and watch some YouTube videos when that stuff happened. It was It was almost scary.
That motherfucker back in the 80s would knock the taste out of your mouth. And that is no joke. I mean, he would knock the shit out of people.
Yeah. There's people that are still suffering some TBI from that guy getting hit with that guy.
Yeah.
Then he got hooked up and started running with those crazy women, and you know, just
got married, fucked
himself up.
Those hoes,
in different area codes.
Yeah.
So we should probably get out of here now before we get in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
To watch the YouTube channel for the release of the FDB vacuum cleaner that'll be coming to the school soon.
There
it's
is
gonna
a have sign a
heavy. iOS.
Speaking of Tyson,
iOS.
A local hobby shop about 35 minutes from where I'm sitting does have a signed Mike Tyson belt. I wonder if I should go buy that and try to flip it.
Yeah,
it's all this fight stuff's going on right now. It's legit.
Yeah. There you go.
So
they probably already raised the price on it, Dustin.
Oh, I'm sure. Probably about 18 grand now.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us for this episode of 530 Bikers Podcast. We made a chicken salad out of chicken shit. if that's your taste. But until next week, keep it dirty.
It's a little spicy.
Following the 530 Bikers on social media, find us on Facebook and like us up on Instagram and TikTok at 530 Bikers.